Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
This is day 10 of the letters of John. Today's title is Knowing That You Know Him. J.I. Packer said, "What were we made for? To know God. What aim should we have? To know God. What is the eternal life that Jesus brings? To know God. What is the best thing in life? To know God. What in humans gives God the most pleasure? Knowledge of Himself." Once you become aware that the main business that you're here for is to know God, most of life's problems fall into place of their own accord. Our text today is 1 John 2, 3-5. "And by this we know that we have come to know Him, if we keep His commandments. Whoever says, 'I know Him,' but does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in Him." The greatest privilege in life is the opportunity to have an intimate relationship with God. The goal of true biblical fellowship is to know Jesus. Nothing in this world is greater than drawing closer to Christ. John gives a great test so you can really know if you know God. If we obey His commands fully, then we are getting to know God completely. Obedience is the true test of a growing relationship with Jesus. Some scholars take the knowing described in Scripture to mean a saving knowledge of God. But as Zane Hodges wrote, "The idea that a Christian can believe in Christ without knowing whether he or she has really believed is complete nonsense." Hodges goes on to fully explain John's meaning of knowing Christ. Of course, we can know whether or not we believe. That we can know this is both common sense and completely biblical. When Jesus framed His great statement about being the resurrection and the life, and about guaranteeing eternal life to every believer, He asked Martha, "Do you believe this?" Martha's reply was a strong affirmation, "Yes, Lord, I believe that You are Christ, and the Son of God, who is to come into the world." To the same effect is the story of the conversion of the man born blind. Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" When the man inquires, "Who is He, Lord, that I may believe in Him?" Jesus replies majestically, "You have both seen Him, and it is He who is talking to you." The blind man does not respond to this by saying, "I hope I believe," or, "Whether I believe or not will be seen in my works." Such responses would have been nonsense. Instead, he says, "Lord, I believe." The idea that a believer cannot really know he has believed is an idea without a shred of support from the Word of God. 1 John 2:3 is not talking about the saving knowledge of Christ. It's true that all believers do indeed know God and Christ at a fundamental level. They know God as the only true God, and they know that Jesus Christ has been sent by Him. But at the level of communion and fellowship, a believer may not know his Lord. It would be a shame to believe in Jesus and not know Him as we should. Therefore, knowing Him greater through fellowship is tested by our obedience to His commands. Consider these questions today. How is it possible to believe in God and not know Him enough to obey His commands? In what ways have you been guilty of this in your own spiritual journey? John uses the same Greek word in 1 John 2, 3-5 for each occurrence of the word "know." It is the New Testament word ginosko. This particular word means to know, especially through personal experience. It means a first-hand acquaintance. How does the meaning of ginosko help you understand and apply 1 John 2, 3-5 in your walk with God? Paul, who believed strongly in Jesus, still had a great desire to know him. Read the following words from Paul and share your thoughts on how they relate to today's scripture. Philippians 3:10 through 11 reads, "I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another I will experience the resurrection from the dead." Thanks for listening. Have a great day.